Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, of course, diving back into the Latin music field, we're getting into Junior H, which I've talked about before, with his track with Peso Pluma titled A Tu Manera, I think that's how you say it, and then Peso Pluma and then Junior H once again with the track Luna. So with this specific track, obviously we're getting into Y Loro, which has Junior H on it, of course, because it's his track, off of the album Sad Boys for Life. Now talk about an album title. That's a pretty fire album title. Sound like a Rod Wave sequel to a project. But interestingly enough, he does have a track out currently with Fuerza Regida titled Smith that came out October 17th, 2024. And he was also on the Tito Double P album in Commodo. So this man has been busy. That's why I essentially wanted to cover this, because for Y Loro to be the standout for Junior H currently, as far as it being off of the Sad Boys for Life project, as far as it being a part of the Corridos Tumbados genre, hopefully I said that right, which basically blends Mexican corridos with modern elements like trap beats, as far as it being inspired from the hip-hop genre. That's why I like covering these type of artists, because A Peso Pluma, Fuerza Regida, Junior H, Bad Bunny, Anuel, it's so many different artists who, I'm not going to say is only influenced by hip hop, but whenever you do infuse hip hop in another genre, as you can see with one of the more pivotal tracks ever, like in Life, as far as a bar song by Shibuzi, completely blending the hip hop and country genre to a point where you come out with one of the best country / hip hop albums ever. I think I'm comfortable saying that. I mean, it's only been 1 year, so, you know, we got to give it some time. But you know how people say you listen to something for like 2 hours and then critique it? Well, I've been listening to this for the entire year. The year is almost up, and I still think what Shibuzi just put out was a classic. Like, as far as blending hip hop and country, it's something that I think is going to go down as one of the greatest albums of all time. So anyways, the reason why I say that is because when Junior H is putting out this Latin music that's obviously having elements of hip-hop, they're doing it in a way that's very authentic to themselves, as far as the way that they appreciate the Latin music and the way that they appreciate hip-hop, and now they're blending it together. And now you get a hit like this that's topping the Mexican charts as far as regionally and the popular tracks is considered. I mean, in general, with the overall statistics of the Billboard Hot 100, I mean, it peaked at number 79. It also reached number 10 on the Hot Latin Songs. And Mexico Songs, it peaked at number 6. That's what I was talking about as far as topping those charts. And then you have the Billboard Billboard U.S. Latin Airplay, where it's at 26 right now. So now it's getting love as far as radio and things of that nature. And then you have the Billboard U.S. Regional Mexican Airplay. Ain't that a mouthful, right? Which reached number 9. So, of course, millions upon millions as far as streams with this specific track, based on the fact that the way that this man blends hip-hop and Latin music is so genuine as far as showing his dedication to both genres. So now you have somebody who appreciates both genres to the point where he can blend it effortlessly, and not too many people can do that, and not too many people can resonate with their listeners with doing that, because they're going to think you're doing a bad impression of each genre, right? So it's very hard to pull off. So for Junior H to do this, I mean, it just showcases why is topping the charts that he's topping as far as being in the top 10 of a lot of the different Mexican and hot Latin songs charts. So when it comes to that, I mean, Junior H himself is already very, very impactful when it comes to the Latin music scene. I mean, he's helped popularize the corridos, tumbados genre, and especially expanding, and that's a key thing, expanding regional Mexican music's reach to wider global audiences. Like, Junior H is probably one of the more pivotal players when it comes to Latin music. So, with that being said, and as far as the Mexican music scene, you understand that you need people like this to push the genre forward, which is why maybe I'm not as tapped in, but there's really not too many beefs I've heard as far as in the Latin music field to push the genre forward, right? Nobody's celebrating a Bad Bunny diss and it's going number three for like 10, 20 weeks straight, right? Just the overall quality of every single artist in the genre is pushing it forward, because there's a plethora of artists I've talked about that is chart topping. I mean, as far as Peso Pluma being my favorite, of course, Frieza Regita, and then you have Bad Bunny. I've already listed it out earlier in the segment, but basically I say all that to say, you know, as far as impacting a wider audience, it doesn't always have to be because of beef, right? Maybe I'm not as tapped in. Maybe there is beef going on in the Latin music field, because there's beef everywhere. But as far as putting it on the front street, as far as making a diss track, I don't think we've seen that with the Latin music scene. And I think that's a testament to the way they go about the camaraderie of uplifting the people and the power players in the Latin music scene. So that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias, what do you think about Junior H and his latest track that's impacting the masses as far as Y Loro? And what do you think about it making a resurgence as far as its chart topping placements in Mexican and Latin songs being considered?
Wherever you live, whatever you look like, Buckeyes from all backgrounds know bullshit when we see it. And when J.D. Vance, Bernie Moreno, and MAGA peddle it, they're trying to turn us against our neighbors while they take away our freedoms. So we say, oh, no, you don't spread hate in our state. We're voting for Sherrod Brown and leaders who care about us more than themselves.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get tender bone-in pork back ribs for $3.49 a pound with your card. Then get 16-ounce packages of juicy strawberries for $1.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.